From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In a solemn ceremony drawing on centuries of tradition, the body of Pope John Paul II was carried into St. Peter's Basilica in Rome today. It will lie there on public view for the next 3 days. Tens of thousands of people are filing past, paying their last respects. On Friday, the pontiff will be buried next to many of his predecessors in the crypt below St. Peter's. NPR's Silvia Pagioli begins our coverage from Rome.
Accompanied by a Latin litany, cardinals and bishops wearing scarlet and purple vestments led the procession. They were followed by pallbearers carrying John Paul's body on a litter, flanked by Swiss guards in ceremonial uniforms. Ut nobis indulgeas, eroramus animos. The Pope's body was clad in red velvet vestments and a white bishop's mitre. The procession snaked its way from the Vatican's Apostolic Palace down a marble staircase and into St. Peter's Square. A crowd of faithful, estimated at about 100,000, applauded as the litter passed by. They had stood in line for hours to catch a final glimpse of John Paul. The body was then carried up the aisle of the great basilica and placed on a bier in the spot where the Catholic Church believes St. Peter was martyred. Spanish Cardinal Eduardo Martinez Somalo, who during the transition period wields key administrative powers as Camerlengo or Chamberlain, said prayers and blessed the body with holy water. Benedictus Deus et Pater Domini nostri Jesu Christi. Earlier today, the College of Cardinals met for the first time since the Pope's death. Their first act was to take an oath to uphold the rules set down by John Paul himself for the election of his successor. Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro Valls told reporters they then decided the funeral would take place Friday.
Al termine della celebrazione della Santa Messa.
At the end of the Holy Mass, the body of the Roman Pontiff will be taken into the Basilica and to the Vatican crypt for burial.
There had been considerable speculation that John Paul might have left a testament saying he wanted to be buried in his homeland, Poland. Many Poles had hoped, following an old Polish tradition, that at least the Pope's heart would be brought to Wawel Cathedral in Krakow, where Polish saints and kings are buried. But Navarro Val said the Pope had not shown any such wish. The Vatican spokesman said the cardinals will meet every day to decide the details of the funeral and to set the opening date and final preparations for the conclave in which the next pope will be elected. Vatican and Italian officials are hard at work preparing for the influx of as many as 2 million pilgrims and more than 100 heads of state, including President Bush. The Italian Ministry of the Interior has said more than 14,000 police officers will be deployed in the next few days to guarantee orderly movement of people. And Italian secret services are in close contact with their U.S. and European counterparts. The day of the funeral, Roman airspace will be closed. The city of Rome will open 2 stadiums where people with sleeping bags can spend the night. Many Roman venues, including the Circus Maximus, where chariot races took place in ancient Rome, will be equipped with giant screens to allow pilgrims to follow the funeral. Hundreds of special trains and thousands of buses are being scheduled to bring throngs of people to the capital. Special pedestrian paths are being mapped out, and the city's notorious traffic is grinding to a halt. With his funeral, John Paul will have succeeded in attracting global attention to the seat of the Catholic Church. And for a few days, Rome is once again Caput Mundi, the capital of the world. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.